Romans chapter number 8, verse number 28. It had to happen. It had to happen. We spend a great deal of our time searching for why things happen. I believe that it's really not important why things happen. I think what's really important is the who and the what. The who, of course, being God. The what being, God, what are you up to in my life? What are you up to, God, when you allow someone to lose a loved one? What are you up to, God, when you allow sickness to come in our bodies? What are you up to, God, when you allow little children to be molested? What are you up to, God, when you allow rejection after rejection after rejection in our lives? Certainly, God, you're not doing this just because you want to play, just because you want to show us what a mighty God that you are. Everything that God permits, God is permitting for a particular purpose. So it's up to us to learn how to trust God as we begin to go through things. Amen. Because if God is allowing you to go through something, you need to understand that what you're going through, your season in life, your time in life, God put your name on that set of troubles. God pointed you out, picked you out, and say, I trust you in a time like this. Now, I know sometimes you think that you're not qualified for what you're going through. And you're absolutely correct. But when God sees fit to call you, God has a way of jumping over your inabilities, over everything that you're not qualified for, over everything that you don't have, because God says, when I called you, I'm calling you for a purpose. So where you are is a divine position in life. You just didn't get there. You were not so smart that you figured out how to do it. You have to understand that God had a part of that plan. And so if God had a part of the plan, the Bible declares that God begins to order your steps. So every time you think you decided to do something, you need to understand when God formed you in the womb of your mother's belly, He already had that thought in line for you. Now the Bible declares that God will supply all of your needs. God is not creating anything new anymore. He's already did it. Everything is already taken care of. But as you begin to walk by faith and not by sight, God begins to open up the door, open up the window, so that every step, every season in life, He supplies what you need then. We sometimes want God to show us the end before we have the faith to move. And God is saying that's not how it works. Until you take a step of faith, you will never see God moving in your life. And so God sometimes, to get us to move, will set a situation or a circumstance where if you decide not to move, God will push you over the cliff. And so once over the cliff, you're going to fall down or you're going to learn how to fly. And so God is saying, now in order for me to come into your life and come and become the wind beneath your wings, you're going to have to trust me. You ever find yourself going through something in life and you say, God, if you move right here, I'm through. God, if you open this door and let somebody see this part of my life, I'm done. And then God opens the door and God moves so that somebody else can see what's going on in your life. It's at that time that Satan thinks that you are defeated, but it's at that time that God is saying, I'm ready to fight. You see, God is not a God that would just sit back and relax. God is a very confrontational God, because what's at stake is your life.
So that's why God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loves us so much, he gave us Jesus Christ, and what Jesus gave us was life. Now, Jesus didn't come so that we can have life in heaven, so that once we get to heaven, then all everything is worked out and all the sickness is gone. See, he came so that you can have life and have life more abundant here on this earth. Why would you serve a God? You got to wait till you get to heaven in order to see his benefits. If that's the case, why don't I just try to time life and just wait 3 seconds before I die and then pray and ask God to forgive me, and then God steps in and God forgives me. See, because that's not how God is. God wants us to understand that even though you walk through the valley and the shadow of death, you still fear no evil because God is with you. That's why God allowed you to go through some things and other people look at you and they would have blown their brains out long time ago, but you still standing. But you still smiling because God has placed an anointing upon your life. It is the anointing of God that is the power of God. The power of God allows you to stand when others are falling away. We think sometimes that we're just going through something. And God is trying to show us that every situation and every circumstance, it's a reason behind it. And so God begins to deal in this book of Romans. He says, now we know. We know. In everything that you're going through, he says, do you know? Do you know God? In the midst of your troubles, do you focus on your troubles or do you focus on your God? Whatever you focus on, that's what you feed. If I look at my troubles, look at my problems, they begin to magnify. In the midst of going through something, if I look at my God and say, God is up to something. I know the doctor says sickness, but Dr. Jesus says, by my stripes, I'm healed. I know their bank account is saying zero, but God is saying, I'm going to supply all of your needs. What are you looking at in the midst of troubles? And so the writer says, for we know. In other words, God is saying, you got to have a relationship with me. When he says no, what he's pulling us to is intimacy. In other words, God doesn't want us to stop by church on Sunday morning and don't be offended, but have a quickie with him on our way to eat. Okay. Well, hurry up, preacher, and finish so we can go and eat. And God is saying, I want to have a relationship with you. I want you to stay here and worship me and praise me. And in the midst of you beginning to praise me, he says, I'll show up in your life and I'll cancel whatever it is that is wrong with your body. But you got to spend time with God. We are in a rush to leave church and go someplace else. And so the Bible declares, and we know that all things work together. Now I'm saved, sanctified and filled with the Spirit. But the truth of the matter is, I don't understand how some things that I go through in life is working for my good. See, because to me it makes no sense. Especially when you try to do right. I'd understand it if I was a fool and got caught out there doing something. But when you are serving God, worshiping God, and God still moves away from you. When you're coming to church and you're doing what you can do and you still can't pay the bills. When you're worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and then every time you turn around, there's a hater behind you stabbing you in the back. I don't understand how that's working for my good. I know y'all saved and y'all got it all together and y'all understand in the midst of your pain you still be praising God. I struggle right there. So I think I need to talk to folk like me. Who in the midst of going through something? I want to know, God, why me? I want to know why right now. I want to know, why is it from this person, the same one that I've been trying to bless, why is this person doing it? I have questions going through stuff. You see, but God is saying, but you got to know that all things work together. And so he says, if you have an intimate relationship with me, then you'll understand that I'm working it out. In other words, God is saying, I move from intimacy to ignition. I got to do something to light your fire. See, we don't move until God really set fire to us. Oh Lord, thank you for this food. And we move on. But when we don't have groceries in the house, and somebody blessed us with just a little rice, oh, I really can thank you for that at that time. You see, God allows us to go through some things in life so that he can get us on fire for him. And so God is saying, I'm working it out even though you don't see it being worked out. When you plant a tree, you don't see the tree growing. As a matter of fact, the tree does a ridiculous thing, and that is, instead of the tree growing up, the tree grows down. Get this. In the midst of the tree growing down, the tree is catching root so that when the storms of life come, she still stands. That's why God is taking some of us down the way that he is, not because he's angry, because he wants you to have root so that when he bless you, the little storms of life won't blow you away. You ever... ever met someone, they got a blessing today and tomorrow it was gone because they were not deeply rooted and grounded? They had no character. They had no integrity. And that's what situations and circumstances are about, character and integrity. When everything else is gone, character still stands. When everything else is gone, integrity is still standing. When the lights are out at Friday at 11 o'clock, integrity and character still stands. When nobody's watching, you still have character. When you have a chance to steal something out of the locker at work, call a pen, and you say, well, that really doesn't matter. Character still stands. Amen. You thought I was going to say something big like a car, and then you've been all right. But the pen, yeah, that got you there. That got you. For we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. He said it's all working together. In other words, he's saying this is a part of something. This is an ingredient to something. In order for you to bake a cake, you have to put more than just one thing in the bowl. God is saying, in order for me to make you, to fashion you, form you in my image, it's going to take a little pain called rejection, a little pain called sickness, a little pain called haters, and a little pain called this and that. But together, everything is ingredients in your life. And God is saying, if you'll let me put everything in, I promise you when it comes out, you'll be standing like gold. Everything that you're going through in life, it had to happen. And not only did it have to happen, but it had to happen exactly the way that it is. And everything that happened, we need to begin to give God praise, because as a result of what happened, it has built you into the person that you are today. If you had not struggled, you would not be the person that you are. See, nobody can substitute for you your pain. You got to go through something in life in order to get to something in life. And you have the blessed assurance of knowing that when God called you to something, God is saying to you, let us go to the other side. You're going to make it to the other side, but it doesn't mean that you won't be abused. Right. It doesn't mean that you're going to make it and somebody won't hit you. It doesn't mean that you're going to make it and everything is going to be intact. The truth of the matter is, you can't see the grace of God until you first see your weakness. Because when you identify your weakness, then his grace is perfected in your life. It's perfected in your story. And so he's saying to us that we need all things, everything that you're going through, all a part of the ingredients in life, and that is working together for your good. You may not feel it. You may not believe it. You may not even want to participate. But God is saying, I called you.
you're going through this. You see, the flip side of that is that we have the blessed assurance to know that when God calls us, that He's saying we're going to make it to the other side. You can't even mess up some blessings in your own life. That's good news. Because leave it up to me. I'll jack some stuff up. I'll mess some stuff up. And God is saying sometimes I have to protect you from you. And so God begins to order your steps, because without God, every step that we take will be the wrong step. Every step that we take will be a step of ego, a step of pride, a step of arrogance, a step against God. And God allows something in life to happen to humble us so that He can pull us back in check. You see, remember, we're created in the image of God. And so because we're created in the image of God, God is always trying to perfect us. He's always trying to mature us. And in order for God to mature us, God allows us to go through some things. In the midst of going through things, He wants us to understand that it's all working together. Because He called you for a purpose. You're not just here because mom and dad hooked up. God is saying, I called you for a purpose. In other words, what He's saying now is that I'm inspiring you. In the book of Genesis, God breathed into Adam. When He breathed into Adam, the word actually has to do with inspiration. And so what God does is allow us to go through things to understand that He's still the life that we breathe. So in the midst of going through something, God is saying, I'm still in control. But God, I don't feel you in control. I don't see that. And God is saying, but you don't walk by what you see. You walk by faith. And so sometimes God allows us to go through a dark season in life. In the dark season, God wants us to close our physical eyes and open our spiritual heart so that we can begin to discern where to go. When we begin to discern where to go, what we understand is that we're not then praying for ourselves. The Holy Spirit begins to pray for us. The Bible declares when you don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit begins to pray for you. The Holy Spirit begins to pray for you. As the Holy Spirit begins to pray for you, what we understand is, God, have your way. I don't know what's going on, but have your way. When we release to God, then we get in alignment with God, and we begin to understand somehow God is working this thing out. Somehow, in the end, this thing is going to work out for me. I don't understand it, but when God is finished with me, I'll be a better person than I am today. I just got to go through the thing. Now, I don't want to go through it, but in the process of going through sickness, I'm still going to give Him some praise. In the process of bankruptcy, I'm still going to give Him some praise. In the process of rejection, I'm still going to give Him some praise. I may not know what God is doing, but thank God, God knows what God is doing. I don't have to trust me in the storm. I got to keep trusting God in the storm. And so I'm walking through things, and what I'm going through, I begin to understand that all things is working together. I begin to understand I don't like it, but God is up to something. And if God is up to something, that means I don't really have to do anything but turn it over to God. I just really have to pray and ask God, what do you want me to do? Now, sometimes in the midst of going through something, all God wants you to do is stand on His word. If God said He'll never leave you, stand on His word. If your friends walk out, stand on the fact that God will never leave you. If your accounts get low, stand on the fact that God says, I supply all of your needs. So God begins to walk us through something. And as God begins to walk us through something, He's trying to get us to understand. Now listen, all things work together. You mean this over here and that over there? Yeah, I mean that. Well, what does unemployment have to do with my situation? Because I want you to feel what unemployment is like. So when I give you your own company to run for, you'll be a good steward in employing others. I want you to understand what sickness feels like. When you understand what sickness feels like, when you go to the hospital, you won't go just to take a fruit basket. You'll go understanding that your life is a fruit to somebody else. God will allow you to go through something. Have you ever been down and out and you have
to try God. All your friends turned their back on you, and you had nobody but God. And in the midnight hour, you're crying out to God. All of a sudden, God showed up in your situation, and he began to breathe in your situation. Is he not the life that you breathe? You ought to begin to thank God for life this morning. You ought to begin to thank God that he woke you up this morning. You ought to begin to thank God. You may not have the car that somebody else has, but thank God it'll take me where I need to go. You ought to begin to praise God. No, I don't live out where you live, but thank God I got a roof over my head. Thank God for this little apartment. And I don't feel embarrassed because you live in a little apartment. God assigned you there because God wants to show somebody that he can take somebody in that project and he can lift you up. And when God begins to lift him, you'll give him all the praise, understanding that this was just a stop in my life. God is up to something. He's working it out because God has called you for his purpose. Now, when God called you for a purpose, that means God has a plan in your life. When God has a plan in your life, you better believe no devil in hell can stop you. When God says, I got a plan for you, nobody can stop you. As a matter of fact, listen, the authenticity of the plan in your life is haters in your life. When you get to work tomorrow, you need to walk up in the cubicle that your haters work and say, thank you. It's because of the haters that you have an intimate relationship with God. It's because of the haters that God has ignited your fire. It's because of the haters that God is saying, I'm going to breathe in your life. And every time you turn around, God is blessing you over here, and he's blessing you over there. See, God is a God that understands. He says, I know where I'm taking you to. Baby, just sit back, relax, and just ride. Now, the road don't get a little bumpy sometimes, but I'm still in control. You got to understand, I got to allow some bumps come. I got to allow some bruises in life. But all that means is that I'm still driving your boat, baby. You got to understand that God is saying, I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. What I started in you, I got a plan. We're going to make it to the other side. So all he wants you to do is just give him some praise in the midst of going through. Just give him some praise in the midst of going through. The Bible declares, now we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Now, I find that interesting in which the writer would say that. He says, now we know, like you got a blessed assurance that you just know that all things going to work out somehow in your favor. It's going to work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So he said, now you just got to know that thing. But listen to what else he says. He then goes on in verse number 31. And he says, what shall? Amen. Listen, verse number 31. He says, what shall we then say to those things? Remember, he says, all things work together. All things. He jumps down verse number 31 and he says, what shall we then say to those things? God is calling you to speak to the situations and the circumstances in your life. Listen though. He tells you what to say to those things. He says, for you're going through something and you understand that everything is going to work out. He says in verse number 31, he says, God be for us. Who? 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 He says, if God be for us, who can be against you? You don't hear that. Because that's a praise in and of itself. If God for me, I don't care if you don't like me. You can't stop me. If God is for me, I know I'm stuck in the battle right now, but I'm coming out. See, what God is saying in the who has nothing to do with a person. He says, in essence, you won't have victory though the arrows are shot. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He says, if God is for you, who should be against you? The storms of life will come, but they have no victory. Rejection will come, but it has no victory. He says, I don't care what life presents to you, it has no victory because God is for you. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that in spite of you, God is still for you? Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that in spite of the economy, God is still for you? That's why I can praise God in the midst of my sorrow, because I know that God is for me. I may have some friends that is no longer for me, but God is for me. And if God is my only friend, I'm all right. I'm gonna make it through. But you may try to stop me. But God is saying, if God be for you, who can be against you? Enemies will come, but they can't stop you. You gotta know who you are in Christ. And who you are in Christ is the head and not the tail. You gotta know who you are in Christ. You are not the borrower, you are the lender. You gotta know who you are.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
If God be for you,
hallelujah.
Who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
He says it had to happen. Everything that you experience in life, it had to happen. But your situation and circumstances wasn't in control. He says, I was in control all the time. Even when you were crying, he said, I'm in control. Even when you couldn't sleep, he says, I'm in control. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord.
Yes.
Let me say one thing in closing. And that is, the Bible declares that all things, more than one, work together. In order for something to be together, it must first involve more than one.
All right.
I need to speak to the people this morning in closing. Those that Satan understand how powerful the anointing is in your life.
All right.
That's why you have double hell.
All right.
That's why you're going to two, three, four things at the same time. You gotta get this. You gotta get this. Your friends go through something, and they just have one battle at a time. And your crazy self come through, and you still believe in God, still pressing into God. You got about five things going on at one time. Because Satan knows where God is taking you, and he gotta stop you where you are. Because if he mess around and let you get into that zone, he know he can't stop you. So he gotta stop you. He gotta shut you down right now. But if God be for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, baby, you gotta walk that thing out. You gotta know that you're coming out of your storm. You gotta know that God is saying to you, I'm gonna bring you through. And you wonder why you're going through so much. Come on, let's stand in the presence of God. You wonder. Everybody else, they go through a storm, it's over next week. Or maybe Tuesday at 4. You go through a storm, you got 5 storms in the last 10 years. It's because God is taking you somewhere. It's because God is taking you. Satan will never spend his time fighting somebody who is not going somewhere. He will never take his time to fight you if you're not going anywhere. If you're going through hell this morning, just praise God. Just begin to pray. Obviously, I'm going somewhere. Obviously, I'm going somewhere. Watch this. Don't let people treat you like your circumstance. Don't let people treat you like your situation. Don't let people treat you like your bank account. Don't let people treat you like where you live. Don't let people treat you like your credit report. They gotta treat you and respect you because you're a child of God. You deserve that, and you gotta stand for that. God is calling you into something this morning. And as God began to call you into something, we want to extend an invite this morning to maybe someone here. As the deacons come forth, it's a simple invitation. It's an invitation that if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior,
He says all you have to do is just extend yourself to Him. The Bible declares, how can two walk together unless they agree? With everyone this morning not sure about your salvation? With everyone this morning? If you die right now, if you don't know where you're going, it's you that we speak to right now. Or maybe you're here this morning and you're sure about your salvation. You just need a church home, a place to worship, a place to serve God. With everyone not sure about your salvation, here without a church home, or maybe you backslid into the world and God is calling you. He says if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you have salvation. It's quite that simple. With everyone not sure about your salvation, with everyone this morning, no church home, just moved into the area, you need a place to worship. We extend an invite to you this morning. With everyone this morning.